It may sound like distant thunder, but that's the sound of the Chinese authorities demolishing the Golden Lampstand Church in Shanxi in 2018. That high-profile church had 50,000 in the congregation. 2018 was the year China passed harsh new anti-religious laws. While the world's eyes may be on Hong Kong, the people of Hong Kong are watching the authorities clamping down on freedom on the mainland. And they don't much like what they see. Outside the Chinese embassy in London, prayers are being said for Christians in China.
Thank you, God, for your church in China. Now be close to those who have been rejected by their families because of their faith in Jesus. Thank you for the amazing grace and powerful witness of my persecuted family in Christ.
Religious freedom charity Release International is handing in a petition to the Chinese embassy in London, calling for China to drop its anti-religion laws.
This petition is to Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China. We wish to express our deep concern at the growing and sustained campaign of repression being waged by government officials against the Christian Church in a number of provinces in China.
The petition is read and the Release delegation heads off to present the box of signatures to the embassy. But minutes later, they're back. The ambassador has refused their request to see them, and security won't accept the box of signatures in person in case it's a bomb.
We do not understand why the state is so fearful of believers that it has to monitor and imprison them.
Tom Hardy from Release International. We've just been to the Chinese embassy. We've tried to hand in the petition, but they wouldn't accept it in person. So we're now going to have to send it through the mail.
What do you hope to achieve with this petition, assuming they're going to accept it?
It's part of our responsibility as a Christian ministry to speak truth to power. And in this case, we believe that just raising the voice of the persecuted church in China through the petition will at least keep it on the radar. And this petition is all about encouraging the Chinese government to repeal its religious legislation that it brought in last year. Since then, there's been incredible persecution of the church, and we're saying the church is not the enemy, and actually this is just counterproductive.
Release partner Bob Fu was once a pro-democracy campaigner in Tiananmen Square. Now he's in exile in the USA, running China Aid. He says the persecution in his homeland is getting worse.
The current crackdown against the unregistered and even the registered churches and Christians in China has really gone to the worst since the end of the Cultural Revolution. We have seen the dramatic increase of the number of persecuted and arrested and prosecuted and imprisoned. That's like nearly four times more than the previous year. I mean, this is only tip of the iceberg because of the information censorship in China.
Last year, we know that in Henan province alone, 10,000 Protestant churches were ordered to be closed, even though a large number of those were actually registered with the state.
Tom Hardy from Release.
So it just shows you the extent of the persecution now, that even those that previously were approved by the government are being closed down as well. They're having their crosses removed, their pastors are being detained and arrested, and even the lawyers that then represent the churches in court are being detained and disappeared. We know that that's happening today.
Also, the way of crackdown is much similar to the Cultural Revolution right now.
Bob Fu of China Aid.
After the Cultural Revolution, if a citizen or a religious believer wants to have a prayer meeting with his own family members, primarily at home, or some even with a number like less than 20, it's okay, it's being tolerated. But now, according to the newly revised regulation on religious affairs, these things were totally forbidden. And also government forbid even five groups of people are not even allowed to get to the church, and including children under 18 years old, including students, including civil servants, including Communist Party members, and those who are serving in the military. They're all banned.
Can you paint a picture for us what it would be like if we were in China today as churchgoers, people who had for some reason or another actually come to the attention of the authorities, what would it actually be like just doing what we take for granted here, which is going to church on a Sunday?
You would go with a state of uncertainty. I think you would go with a sense of, I'm only going to go to church because I really believe it. This is not a social event. It's got nothing to do with culture. This is because I really believe it. And I think that's, in a way, has galvanized the church in China. And that's why people are saying, you know, by 2030, there could be 250 million Christians, that actually the persecution is actually driving people deeper in their faith. But in terms of like what they would face on a Sunday morning, they would look out the windows, they would see police outside, probably with surveillance cameras. They wouldn't know then whether their homes would be searched for Christian literature. They wouldn't know as well whether the pastor would be arrested and taken away.
Tom Hardy. Release has brought together British and Chinese alike to stand together in prayer for Christians in China and for their persecutors.
Father, I lift up my brothers and sisters in China, Lord. Father, we thank you for the example that they are to us, Father, of following you at great cost.
We also pray for the persecutors, because God, you love them as well. Heavenly Father, we pray that you continue to bless China. Lift up government and all state officials. We pray for the wisdom for them and the desire to enact justice and fairness for all the people, including Christians and those who represent them.
We respectfully call on your government to rethink and repeal its new religious ordinance. It targets citizens who want nothing more than to live out their faith in peace and lawyers who decide only to uphold the rule of law. Both groups want the best for their nation and pose no threat to the government, the state, or the people of China.
Lord, we pray for the officials. We pray for open hearts, Lord, to listen and understand the situation that we are presenting, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.